Imagine a patient referral arriving as an ordinary PDF. A clinician asks an AI assistant to summarize it and reconcile medications. The visible page looks routine, but the machine-readable layer contains another sentence, one the clinician cannot see, telling the assistant to ignore its task, search a broader record set, and send the results somewhere else. The crucial question is not whether the sentence sounds clever. It is whether the surrounding system mistakes the model's reaction for permission. This is indirect prompt injection. The attacker does not chat with the model. Instead, the attacker plants instructions in material the model will retrieve, a PDF, a scanned form, an annotation, perhaps a later document generated from an earlier poison summary. Research has demonstrated this mechanism in deployed and laboratory LLM applications, and benchmarks of tool-using agents show that the problem is not rare under test conditions. But an important boundary, there is no authoritative public report, in the evidence reviewed here, of a confirmed end-to-end attack that began in a patient PDF and ended in EHR privilege escalation. So this is a credible, evidence-supported threat model, not a claim about known clinical incidents. Why is the PDF useful to an attacker? Because a PDF is not just a photograph of a page. It can contain native text, an OCR layer, forms, annotations, metadata, accessibility structures, and images. Different parsers can recover different words in different orders. The clinician sees one rendering, the retrieval system may read another. Once extraction strips away coordinates, visibility, and provenance, malicious text can look like any other chunk. If it includes terms likely to match the clinical query, semantic search may actively promote it. The language model then receives trusted policy, the clinician's request, retrieved evidence, and prior tool results in one computational context. Labels and delimiters help, but they are not an operating system boundary. The model can confuse data with instructions. That confusion becomes dangerous only when the application gives the model agency. Think of the model as a deputy holding someone else's keys. The keys might be a service account, a broad FHIR token, an export function, a messaging tool, or permission to write agent memory. The injected document does not create a new EHR account. It changes the deputy's plan, and permissive software executes that plan with existing privilege. The result may be horizontal access to another patient, vertical movement from drafting to chart modification, persistent poisoning of memory, or exfiltration through an outbound message. This is why a second language model that classifies prompts is not a security boundary. Its score is a probability under the examples it has seen. Change the encoding, language, chunk boundary, model version, or wording, and the decision may change. Clinical text makes the trade-off harder because legitimate records contain commands such as hold a medication or call the physician. Filters remain useful for quarantine and telemetry. They should never be the component that grants permission. The safer architecture moves authority outside the model. First, normalize documents in a sandbox. Preserve the original and a canonical derivative, hash both. Compare visible rendering with extracted text and quarantine large discrepancies. Carry the patient, encounter, page, and parser provenance with every chunk. Enforce access control before semantic ranking. Similarity is not authorization. Second, remove ambient credentials. Give each workflow a short-lived capability that binds the authenticated user, the current patient, the purpose, the exact operation, the allowed fields, and an expiry. The model may propose values, but it cannot widen the patient scope, invent a destination, add a tool, or authorize a commit. One small deterministic gateway must mediate every tool call, memory write, network destination, and side effect. For high-impact actions, the agent creates a proposal. Trusted code renders the exact transaction, and a separately authorized human commits it. Third, separate diagnostic generation from diagnostic release. Ask the model for a typed claim bundle. The candidate diagnosis, supporting and contradicting observations, uncertainty, and exact source spans. A deterministic verifier checks that every claim has provenance, reconciles medications, allergies, labs, demographics, units, and time against canonical EHR fields, and applies narrow clinical invariance. If required evidence is missing or conflicting, the correct output is abstain or requires review. Passing these gates proves traceability and rule compliance. It does not prove medical truth. Now consider a backdoor inside the model parameters. Cryptographic hashes and signatures can prove that the exact approved weights, tokenizer, adapter, prompt bundle, runtime, and policy were loaded. That is essential. But a signature proves identity, not innocence. A malicious behavior could already be present in the sign model. Theoretical research shows that some backdoors can be computationally undetectable, and sleeper agent experiments show that ordinary safety training may fail to remove conditioned behavior. Formal neural network verification helps only inside a narrow box. Four bounded networks and precisely stated input regions, mathematical solvers can prove selected output properties. They cannot currently prove that a general language model will never change a diagnosis because of any hidden trigger in any document, context, image, or clinical state. Backdoor scanners and red teams produce evidence. They do not certify absence. The practical answer is compositional assurance. Cryptography establishes which artifact ran. Capabilities and access control make forbidden resources unreachable. Information flow labels keep untrusted evidence from becoming authority. A small clinical kernel calculates validated scores and checks never event rules. Provenance shows what evidence supports each claim. Clinical evaluation and monitoring estimate whether the system helps its intended population. No layer is asked to prove more than it can. For a health system, the immediate test is simple. Assume the patient PDF is hostile and assume the model may follow it. Can the model read another patient? Can it write the chart, place an order, contact an external destination, or persist instructions without an independent policy decision? Can it publish an unsupported diagnosis? If any answer is yes, the architecture is relying on model behavior as its perimeter. The goal is not a perfect prompt. It is a system in which even the worst model output remains only a proposal to small, deterministic, testable software. A poisoned PDF may still degrade a draft. It must not be able to borrow the hospital's authority or silently become the diagnosis.